Hi, this is Tim Huckabee from Internology, and on behalf of Bytes by MSDN, I'm pleased to announce we have Ian Muir here today.
Thanks for having me, Tim.
Thank you for coming. Hey, you're an interesting character. You are a pillar on the engineering side, on the Microsoft stack, you know, ASP.NET, MVC, Silverlight, but you come from an artistic background, and you're still doing designer-type stuff in your projects, right?
Yeah, I do a little bit of both. I've come from a background where I have a Bachelor of Arts, which is kind of interesting for somebody who's in the software engineering computer science field. So I've had a lot of experience with graphic design and art. But the funny thing is, in college, I also had an interest in computer science and other subjects. So I graduated with a BA with minors in math and physics. So I've always kind of come from a world that was both technical and artistic.
Which probably means when we, let's see, this is November of 2007, when we first got these XAML suite of technologies, WPF was the first one to come out. That probably pretty much got you pretty excited, I'm thinking.
Yeah, I was pretty excited. I was actually at the Mix when they announced that, and when they came out and started showing the new tools and expression, when they showed Blend and they showed design and showed its integration with technology. And it was great to look at it, that we could see them designing things in Blend and building things in expression design. And then under the hood, it's actually generating XAML and XML-based code. So, you know, on the one hand, I'm seeing the ability to design these tools and design great interfaces, but at the same time, seeing that there's this underlying code and XML-based structure that I can muck around with on the technical side as well.
Yeah, it makes you a rare commodity, at least from someone like me that's always lived on the engineering side of things. Tell me about your company. It's got one of the most interesting names of Microsoft partners out there. You guys do a lot of cool stuff. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, the company I come from is Piehead Productions, and we started actually as a solely web-focused shop where we just built websites. And then over the past few years, we've started to figure out ways to spread our talents around and use our technical and design skills to spread into other platforms and leverage other areas that we haven't looked into in the past. So we can get into mobile development and desktop development and also stay current and relevant in the web space as well.
Right. So you're doing desktop in WPF. You're doing all this web-based stuff in ASP.NET or Silverlight. There were some big announcements today that clearly are right up the lines of what your company does. You want to talk a little bit to that? The write it once, run it everywhere type thing?
Yeah, in a lot of ways, we've had people at our company come from different backgrounds. We have Microsoft people and Flash people and web people. And in a lot of projects, we've had to leverage different skill sets and different code bases and use different technologies to tackle the same problem. We have one application that we're building now, actually, which is a tool that a company is using to leverage social media strategy. And we're in a position now where we've built the entire web client in ASP.NET, and we've built a web service through ASP.NET, and we've had to figure out ways to consume that through an AIR application, which is tricky.
Right.
So we're looking forward to having a system like Silverlight and WPF where we can more readily consume the services generated by our ASP.NET application and consume WCF on different screens and have them in different environments. So we have one code base for our mobile app and our web apps and our desktop apps, and not have to have a separate code base and a separate application that accomplishes the same task.
That sounds like a really fun project to work on. When can the world expect to see this thing?
It's still up in the air. It's actually an internal project that we're working on, and we're working with a couple partners, and we're hoping to release it sometime in the next year or so.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Hey, I really appreciate you coming today. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me on the show.
And thank you guys for watching.